seventh day Adventists have a special work to do as messengers to labor for the souls and bodies of men. CD 76.1 Christ has said of his people, "Ye are the light of the world." We are the Lord's denominated people, to proclaim the truths of heavenly origin. The most solemn, sacred work ever given to mortals is the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages to our world. In our large cities there should be health institutes to care for the sick, and to teach the grand principles of health reform. CD 76.2, on entering Ledge Letter 203, 1905-107. I have been instructed that we are not to delay to do the work that needs to be done in health reform lines. Through this work we are to reach souls in the highways and the byways. CD 76.3, Tract, 1893, CH 535-108. I can see in the Lord's providence that the medical missionary work is to be a great entering wedge, whereby the diseased soul may be reached. CD 76.4, to remove prejudice increase influence, 1890, CTBH 121, 1-2, 109. Much of the prejudice that prevents the truth of the third angel's message from reaching the hearts of the people, might be removed if more attention were given to health reform. When people become interested in this subject, the way is often prepared for the entrance of other truths. If they see that we are intelligent with regard to health, they will be more ready to believe that we are sound in Bible doctrines. CD 76.5 This branch of the Lord's work has not received due attention, and through this neglect much has been lost. If the church would manifest a greater interest in the Reforms 77 through which God Himself is seeking to fit them for His coming, their influence would be far greater than it now and God has spoken to His people, and He designs that they shall hear and obey His voice. Although the health reform is not the third angel's message, it is closely connected with it. Those who proclaim the message should teach health reform also. It is a subject that we must understand, in order to be prepared for the events that are close upon us, and it should have a prominent place. Satan and his agents are seeking to hinder this work of reform, and will do all they can to perplex and burden those who heartily engage in it. Yet none should be discouraged at this, or cease their efforts because of it. The prophet Isaiah speaks us of one characteristic of Christ, "He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he hath set judgment in the earth." Then let not his followers talk of failure or discouragement, but remember the price paid to rescue man that he might not perish, but have eternal life. CD 76.6, 1909-90-112-113-110. The work of health reform is the Lord's means for lessening suffering in our world and for purifying His church. Teach the people that they can act as God's helping hand, by cooperating with the master worker in restoring physical and spiritual health. This work bears the signature of heaven, and will open doors for the entrance of other precious truths. There is room for all to labor who will take hold of this work intelligently. See Medical Ministry, Section 2, The Divine Plan in the Medical Missionary Work, and Section 14, Medical Missionary Work and the Gospel Ministry, CD 77.1, Content Chap. For the proper dietary part the original diet chosen by the Creator, 1905, MH 295-296-111. In order to know what are the best foods, we must study God's original plan for man's diet. He who created man and who understands his needs appointed Adam his food. Behold, he said, "I have given you every herb-yielding seed, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for food." Upon leaving Eden to gain his livelihood by tilling the earth under the curse of sin, man received permission to eat also the herb of the field. CD 81.1, grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. These foods, prepared in as simple and natural a manner as possible, are the most healthful and nourishing. They impart a strength, a power of endurance, and a vigor of intellect, that are not afforded by a more complex and stimulating diet. CD 81.2, 1864, SB. Gifts Isaiah, 120, 112. God gave our first parents the food He designed that the race should eat. It was contrary to his plan to have the life of any creature taken. There was to be no death in Eden. The fruit of the trees in the garden was the food man's wants required. For context, see 639, CD 81.3, A Call to Return, written 1890, Ephraim UT 5, 6113. The Lord intends to bring his people back to live upon simple fruits, vegetables, and grains. God provided fruit in its natural state for our first parents. CD 81.4, 1902, 7125, 1-6, 114. God is working in behalf of his people. He does not desire them to be without resources. He is bringing them back to the diet originally given to man. Their diet is 82 to consist of the foods made from the materials he has provided. The materials principally used in these foods will be fruits and grains and nuts, but various roots will also be used. CD 81.5, Letter 3, 1884, 115. Again and again I have been shown that God is bringing his people back to his original design, that is, not to subsist upon the flesh of dead animals. He would have us teach people a better way. CD 82.1, If meat is discarded, if the taste is not educated in that direction, if a liking for fruits and grains is encouraged, it will soon be as God in the beginning designed it should be. No meat will be used by his people. Israel brought back to the original diet negative 644, God's purpose in restricting Israel's diet negative 641, 643, 644, CD 82.2, Part II hyphen hyphen the simple diet an aid to quick perception, 1869, to T352, 116. If ever there was a time when the diet should be of the most simple kind, it is now. CD 82.3, 1880, 4515, 516, 117. God wants men to cultivate force of character. Those who have merely time servers are not the ones who will receive a rich reward by and by. He wants those who labor in his cause to be men of keen feeling and quick perception. They should be temperate in eating. Rich and luxurious foods should find no place upon their tables, and when the brain is constantly taxed, and there is a lack of physical exercise, they should eat sparingly, even of plain food. Daniel's clearness of mind and firmness of purpose, his strength of intellect in acquiring knowledge, were due in a great degree to the plainness of his diet, in connection with his life of prayer. Simple diet chosen by Daniel negative 33, 34, 241, 242, CD 82.4, 1885, 5T311, 118. My dear friends, instead of taking a course to baffle disease, you have petting it and yielding to its power. You should avoid the use of drugs, and carefully observe the laws 83 of health. If you regard your life, you should eat plain food, prepared in the simplest manner, and take more physical exercise. Each member of the family needs the benefits of health reform. But drugging should be forever abandoned, for while it does not cure any malady, it enfeebles the system, making it more susceptible to disease. CD 82.5, Saving Much Suffering, 1868, to T45, 46119. You need to carry out the health reform in your life, to deny yourself and eat and drink to the glory of God. Abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. You need to practice temperance in all things. Here is a cross which you have shunned. To confine yourself to a simple diet, which will preserve you in the best of condition of health, is a task to you. Had you lived up to the light which heaven has permitted to shine upon your pathway, much suffering might have been saved your family. Your own course of action has brought the sure result. While you continue in this course, God will not come into your family, and especially bless you, and work a miracle to save your family from suffering. A plain diet, free from spices, and flesh meats, and grease of all kinds, would prove a blessing to you, and would save your wife a great amount of suffering, grief, and despondence. CD 83.1, Inducements to Simple Living. In order to render to God perfect service, you must have clear conceptions of his requirements. You should use the most simple food, prepared in the most simple manner, that the fine nerves of the brain be not weakened, benumbed, or paralyzed, making it impossible for you to discern sacred things, and to value the atonement, the cleansing blood of Christ, as of priceless worth. Know ye not that they which run in a race, run all, but one receives the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, 84 lest that by any means, when I act preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. CD 83.2, if men, for no higher object than a wreath or perishable crown as a reward of their ambition, subjected themselves to temperance in all things, how much more should those be willing to practice self-denial who profess to be seeking not only a crown of immortal glory, but a life which is to endure as long as the throne of Jehovah, and riches that are eternal, honors which are imperishable, and eternal weight of glory. CD 84.1 Will not the inducements presented before those who are running in the Christian race, lead them to practice self-denial and temperance in all things, that they may keep their animal propensities in subjection, keep under the body, and control the appetite and lustful passions? Then can they be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust? CD 84.2 The Reward of Perseverance, 1905, MH 298-299-120. Persons who have accustomed themselves to a rich, highly stimulating diet, have an unnatural taste, and they cannot at once relish food that is plain and simple. It will take time for the taste to become natural, and for the stomach to recover from the abuse it has suffered. But those who persevere in the use of wholesome food will, after a time, find it palatable. Its delicate and delicious flavors will be appreciated, and it will be eaten with greater enjoyment than can be derived from unwholesome dainties. And the stomach, in a healthy condition, neither fevered nor overtaxed, can readily perform its task. CD 84.3 Let Us Advance, 1864, S.P. Gifts I.E., 132, 1-1. A reform in eating would be a saving of expense and labor. The wants of a family can be easily supplied that is satisfied with plain, wholesome diet. Rich food breaks down the healthy organs of body and mind. 85, CD 84.4, Letter 309, 1905, 122. We are all to consider that there is to be no extravagance in any line. We must be satisfied with pure, simple food, prepared in a simple manner. This should be the diet of high and low. Adulterated substances are to be avoided. We are preparing for the future, immortal life in the kingdom of heaven. We expect to do our work in the light and in the power of the great, mighty healer. All are to act the self-sacrificing part. CD 85.1 Health Reformer, August, 1866, 123. Many have inquired of me, what course shall I take best to preserve my health? My answer is, cease to transgress the laws of your being, cease to gratify a depraved appetite, eat simple food, dress healthfully, which will require modest simplicity, work healthfully, and you will not be sick. CD 85.2, Camp Meeting Diet, 1870, to T602, 603, 1-4. Nothing should be taken to camp meeting except the most healthful articles, cooked in a simple manner, free from all spices and grease. CD 85.3, I am convinced that none need to make themselves sick preparing for a camp meeting, if they observe the laws of health in their cooking. If they make no cake or pies, but cook simple graham bread, and depend on fruit, canned or dried, they need not get sick in preparing for the meeting, and they need not be sick while at the meeting. None should go through the entire meeting without some warm food. There are always cook stoves upon the ground, where this may be obtained. CD 85.4 Brethren and sisters must not be sick upon the encampment. If they clothe themselves properly in the chill of morning and night, and have particular to vary their clothing according to the changing weather, so as to preserve proper circulation, and strictly observe regularity in sleeping and in eating of simple food, taking nothing between meals, they need not be sick. They may be well during the meeting, their minds may be clear, and able to appreciate the truth, and they may return to their homes refreshed in body and 86 spirit. Those who have been engaged in hard labor from day to day now cease their exercise, therefore they should not eat their average amount of food. If they do, their stomachs will be overtaxed. CD 85.5, we wish to have the brain power especially vigorous at these meetings, and in the most healthy condition to hear the truth, appreciate it, and retain it, and all may practice it after their return from the meeting. If the stomach is burdened with too much food, even of a simple character, the brain force is called to the aid of the digestive organs. There is a benumbed sensation upon the brain. It is almost impossible to keep the eyes open. The very truths which should be heard, understood, and practiced, are entirely lost through indisposition, or because the brain is almost paralyzed in consequence of the amount of food eaten. CD 86.1, I would advise all to take something warm into the stomach, every morning at least,